There are people among us who seem to live faultless lives. They may be motivated by conscience, or by faith, or simply by good upbringing. The rest of us have our weaknesses. We make our mistakes, and we feel appropriately contrite. In that latter group is commentator John Ronson.
I've just heard some excellent news from the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Psychiatry. It turns out that we midnight feasters are not sinfully gluttonous after all. We're victims of a previously unidentified disorder called night eating syndrome. This is a hormonal phenomenon triggered by a serotonin deficiency. I can't help feeling slightly sorry for the devil now that every one of his deadly sins have been explained away by the medical community as a hormonal imbalance. There's gluttony, night eating syndrome. There's wrath, an imbalance of adrenaline and noradrenaline. There's lust, compulsive sexual disorders linked with subsyndromal obsessive compulsive disorder. There's pride, obsessional self-regard, often due to body dysmorphic disorder. There's sloth, don't blame us, blame our underactive thyroids. And there's envy and covetousness, a lack of self-worth caused, once again, by a deficiency of serotonin. I always knew that if we held out long enough, we'd turn out to be entirely blameless for everything, so this is the very best possible news. I wonder whether great literature can also, like personality defects, be explained away by a lucky cocktail of chemicals and neural impulses. I've been reading Machiavelli's masterpiece of psychopathy, The Prince. I use the word psychopath carefully. Machiavelli's cheerful failure to care about the consequences of his hero's actions seems psychopathic to a fault. Is The Prince simply a work of chemical imbalance? Machiavelli designed The Prince to be a self-help book for the reader to learn how to achieve power by cunning and duplicity. Does one have to be a psychopath to follow Machiavelli's advice? I decide to become Machiavellian for a day to find out. There's an apple tree in our back garden, and from time to time the teenagers who live behind me throw stones at it to try and get the apples down. As I sunbathe, a small stone whisks through the tree and lands near my feet. At this moment, a strategy of pure Machiavellian genius pops into my head, a strategy so cunning it cannot fail. I scream as blood-curdlingly as I can muster, "Elaine, call an ambulance! I've just been hit on the head with a stone! I'm bleeding!" Elaine is out. She's at work. A terrified silence descends on the teenagers behind the wall. It is a triumph. No more stones are thrown. Now I'm driving to the airport. A huge truck pulls out just in front of me without indicating. I slam my foot on the brake to avoid crashing into him. This makes me furious. I do something I've always dreamed of. I exact a brilliant Machiavellian revenge. I drive into the fast lane, pull alongside the truck, and honk my horn to attract his attention. He looks over. I point frantically at his tires and mouth, "Blow out!" He looks alarmed. He waves a thank you. As I speed away, I glance in my rearview mirror and see him pulling off onto a slip road to check his tires. I chuckle to myself. Then I stop chuckling, because I suddenly feel terribly guilty.
Commentator John Ronson is a writer. He lives in London.